We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS at 8:49 on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Football, Chiefs 23, Chargers 20 in overtime.
Two.
Weekend traffic crashes kill a man near El Dorado and a pedestrian on I-135 north of Wichita.
One.
Senate to consider how to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning we were seeing some traffic slowdowns on northbound I-135, and this was north of Kellogg, where there's some road construction going on there. We were seeing that off and on this morning. Just something to watch out for the next couple of days. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 80 degrees. Sunday's high, by the way, was 77. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low, 56. Tuesday, partly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 76 degrees. Now fog, mist, 56 degrees. We have a south wind at 6 miles per hour. 8:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. A study claims exercise benefits more than just the body.
This is House Call for Health. Another reason to exercise. New research finds that a few minutes of moderate to high-intensity aerobic activity can boost young adults' memory and concentration for up to 2 hours. This from 13 studies that came out between 2009 and 2019. They all looked at the short-term impact of biking, walking, and running on the mental health of 18 to 35-year-olds. The workouts and 5-minute recovery periods were linked to improving a person's ability to plan and solve problems, as well as better concentration and stronger verbal skills. The improvements lasted anywhere from 30 to 120 minutes. The lead researcher of the review, however, says more studies need to be done on whether non-aerobic strength training, like weightlifting or sprinting, have similar effects. The report was published in the journal Translational Sports Medicine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The U.S. government cracking down on the Chinese apps TikTok and WeChat, starting by barring them from app stores Sunday. President Trump has cited concerns about Chinese government snooping as his administration prepares to follow through on executive orders that could make it increasingly hard, if not impossible, for Americans to use the popular apps. 8:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. New tech degree local, available at a local school. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, Butler Community College approving a new construction technology associate's degree. The degree program will begin in the fall of 2021. Butler says it worked with partners in the industry, including Associated General Contractors of Kansas, Barron Concrete, EB Construction, Hutton Construction, Simpson Construction, and Wildcat Construction. Another part of the program means Butler will open a high school academy at Rose Hill High School. Leadership changes at Wichita's High Touch Technologies. Kevin Colborn, now Senior Vice President of Network Operations and Chief Information Officer. Amy Mounts becomes Senior Vice President of Technology Solutions. Jason Mock will now guide High Touch's growing enterprise resource planning and website services businesses. Nikki Duncan has been hired as Vice President of Human Resources, coming to High Touch from Charles Machine Works in Perry, Oklahoma. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita will become a global training center for structural heart work. Medical device manufacturer Abbott has chosen Via Christi to train doctors from around the world. The program was established 8 years ago and has performed more than 1,700 structural heart procedures. The training center being established in Wichita will operate remotely. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, at one point, wasn't there going to be some sort of a medical teaching facility downtown here in Wichita?
Still in the works. You bet.
Still in the works.
Still modifying some buildings down there. And although we haven't had an update recently, the process is still continuing.
What building was that they're going to read? Was that the old Macy's store?
Oh, it was the old Macy's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Macy's is going to be the main one. Then, of course, it was going to include a hotel and some retail and some things like that, too.
All right. So have you been able to go to a restaurant lately? Are you ordering everything takeout, or what are you doing?
No, we're still taking out. I'm not going to take any chances.
Not a chance? Oh, okay. Well,
So, mm-hmm. But we'll go to places, and we get takeout and try to support the local restaurants as much as possible.
We have a story, and I'm sure you're aware of this, over the weekend, where reenactors at Cowtown were doing their little deal for the reenacting of the Old West, and somebody fired a live round, and one of the reenactors got shot. And
yikes.
Apparently he's going to make it. It's going to be okay. But were you, of course, you grew up in Kansas City, and did you, was there any place there where you could see that kind of thing? I know of one place we could do it here, but anything in Kansas City where you saw the Old West?
Yeah, I do remember that, although I don't remember specifically where I saw it.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they used to do it at Joyland quite a bit, and
yeah,
we'd have at the other radio station. We'd have those Joyland days, and
we had to
say, "Oh, there's trouble over in Western Town."
There we went. Of course, they do it in Dodge City at Front Street all the time,
right? Right.
But they used to have a place in West Wichita, about 135th, 119th West. It was called Frontier Village, and it was active for just a few years. And now the Antique Mall is right next to it, where a bowling alley used to be.
Right, right.
But this Frontier Village was local merchants that put this all together. And as a kid, I'm going out there, and they did some reenactment, had some gunfights. It was fun to watch. But, I always felt like, gosh, I sure hope they don't use real bullets.
Better check those irons
there. Check those shooting irons. All right, thank you, Bill. Appreciate it, sir. Yep. Coming up there at Glenn Beck at 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS, a Pennsylvania attorney battling COVID-19 lockdown. They're going to have that person as their guest. Also, we've got the news coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, and we'll talk about the Senate considering how to replace Justice Ginsburg. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh. News updates all day. Steve is hit in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita, 56 degrees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.